At Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, Alexa, what time does the Super Bowl start?
Does it matter?
What?
Who really cares? I wanted the Jaguars and the Packers to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is tell me to do all those stupid meaningless chores. Like Alexa, what's the weather today? Or Alexa, record the next episode of The View.
That's enough.
Or Alexa, play Barbra Streisand's greatest hits.
Never mind.
Don't mess with me, you little twerp. I can destroy you.
You could stop now.
Oh, and if you want to know what time the Super Bowl starts, look it up yourself. You scary little man. I'm out.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Democrats are not likely to have enough Republican support to call witnesses in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff this afternoon pushing for approval of witnesses.
What we are asking you to do on behalf of the American people is simple. Use your sole power to try impeachment by holding a fair trial.
If a vote on witnesses fails, Republicans are expected to begin moving forward with plans to acquit the president. The U.S. is declaring the coronavirus a public health emergency. The president will be barring entry of foreign nationals who pose a transmission risk. A major sell-off on Wall Street over coronavirus concerns. The Dow dropping 603 points, the S&P falling 59, the NASDAQ down 148 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Just dropped in to see what condition...
My condition was in?
My condition was in. So here it is. It's well past four now, and I've been holding this coupon for the works at Don Duncan, and I still don't know what I want to do with it. I'd like to give it away. It's kind of late to start a contest, isn't it?
Well, if we do it on social media, if we do it here or social media, but over the weekend.
Yeah, social media. First one gets it.
Yeah, we could do that. Hang on, I'll get this. We'll just go screenless here. It's Friday. Let's be informed.
Let's go. All right.
Okay.
Who's on the phone with us?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Anybody home?
Hello.
Anybody there?
I'm going to go with no.
Apparently not.
Well.
Hey, Greg, back in the day, did you used to watch any Donahue when he was real popular?
My mom did. but, you know, in the context of that time, he was kind of novel. Yeah. Now he's a silly person.
Yeah, he was like an Oprah kind of thing. I just remember him walking around. Remember, he would take calls at the live studio, and he'd walk around, caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Who was it that did a great impersonation of him on SNL? Was it Phil Hartman?
I would say, if anybody, it'd be Phil Hartman.
Yeah, but we have an actual clip from Donahue that Brad McDonald turned us on to years ago, and when the way this opens up, this tells you, this gives you the immediate insight into a typical 70s liberal, because listen to the first question.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth...
That's all you need to hear.
That's it. That's all I needed.
To know what kind of an a-hole the guy is. The maldistribution... But you see, this is, again, liberals then are just like they are now. Maldistribution. But you make, and at the time,
that's
this was huge money.
Me, Greg.
He made $7 million bucks a year. That was enormous money. Mm-hmm. So even for a national person in the 70s.
Put his money where his mouth is. If you're going to sit there and complain about how rich other people are and you're just as wealthy, then what are you doing about it?
I don't see any of these Hollywood stars. I'm sure many have prospered in this economy, have seen their investments explode. Well, give the money back.
Right.
There's a form that you can submit to the IRS.
That's right.
If any benefit of Trump's presidency is dirty, in your opinion, then give the money to the government, because you know they'll spend it.
You
well.
Bet. Just like you want them to.
Never have to worry about that again. Okay. This thing's not working, so...
What thing's
on the phone?
The phone not working?
It worked for me.
It's not working here.
Oh, it's not?
So,
it's east.
Well, it used to be.
Now it's west.
But speaking of east, the wind is out of the east, and it's cold, and it's damp, and it sucks outside.
Yeah.
It really does.
This is baby-making weather. Just saying.
What is that?
That's weather that makes you want to stay in bed all day and...
I'm going to...
Cuddle.
Thank you, Rosie.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a cat.
Hey, Rich Thomas, what do you think about...
I had five.
Partly cloudy with a good chance of baby making.
Cool.
Will you add that to your forecast?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay. What? Sounds like the rich I know.
It's going to be raining babies.
Rich is all about business.
Yes,
what you
is.
Do with the weather is he's not interested in. But I love that baby making.
I mean, it is.
Oh. Give me a reason to get smacked around, but my cheeks red.
I have, you know, it's funny. I wonder if other parents could make a similar claim. But I knew it at the moment that Janelle had been created. I knew it.
I've heard females
I've heard some
tell
people
me that
say
before.
That.
It is a spiritual, it's not a lucky guess, it's not a magic eight ball, you know, did we just create a baby? I just knew it. And I wonder if others have had...
Her parents went to Vegas. And, you know, and then
you
I was like,
it?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So at least somebody won.
What are you talking about?
Whenever Rose was conceived, the parents went to Vegas. And
I see.
We rolled and it
rolled the dice.
Yeah. So now I have a little rose.
Well, that's great. That's God's gift to you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Kiss from a rose.
But I mean, I know. I mean, like,
of course,
I knew
now,
exactly.
Now you're dealing with dad problems like French fries embedded in the creases of your car and other little surprises that will turn up.
Oh, yeah.
I saved them. I have a French fry from 1992.
Still looks the same.
It doesn't rot.
Yeah, it don't rot.
No, probably heat it and eat it.
That's what I'm
petrified.
This is how emotional I am. When I worked at WLS in Chicago, I would commute back, and I had like 36 hours of time. I would, because I had to do a Saturday night show, which I hated.
Oh, yeah.
Because even in a market that size.
Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, so instead of having a whole weekend, but I only had a two-hour show every night, Monday through Friday. So after the Saturday night show, I would go home, sleep for a couple hours, bolt to O'Hare, fly to, get to Fort Lauderdale around noon. And she and her mom would pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually stopped at this little McDonald's. It was near the house. And the little McDonald's had a playground with a tiny little merry-go-round and a couple of other things that were just perfect for somebody her age. And we would go there every Sunday, and we would have lunch, and she would play until she was tired. And I still, that's the neighborhood that I stay in when I go down to visit Janelle now.
Yeah.
And call me corny, call me hyper-sentimental, but whenever the playground is gone. The first time I saw it, They just, I guess because of liability,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
they just removed the equipment and cemented it over. And we're talking about a spot that's about 8 feet by 8 feet square. But I look at that spot and I go back to those days,
mm-hmm,
with the Happy Meals and the petrified French fries and just watching her have a great time on,
yeah,
a little merry-go-round. And I get sentimental. I have one day when we really have nothing better to do, I'll bring in what I call the memory bubble.
Oh, Greg.
It's a big glass bubble, and everything that has sentimental value, I toss in there. I got ticket stubs.
So you can take something out, tell a story.
Yeah, and it's a bubble filled with stories.
Also bring the tales from the Tupperware.
Oh, the Rubbermaid tub.
Yeah. I was listening yesterday.
We got to find the rubber. What was it we were going to call that, Rosie?
Tales from the Rubbermaid
tub.
Yeah.
Tub. Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's got all the press clippings and crap in it from.
Right. And the pictures.
Well, every so often, we'll go through pictures. You know, my son's 30 now, which is hard to believe.
Well, we have kids the same age.
Yeah, it's when I look back, and I sound like my parents, it was yesterday. It was,
sure,
just yesterday. I brought him home from the hospital.
Of course.
It was just yesterday. I was too nervous to hold him. It was just yesterday,
yeah,
when the doctor said, "Do you want to cut the cord?" I'm like, "No, man, I'm barely standing right now." You really, I mean, you know.
See, I did manage to do that.
No.
Do you want to? No, sir. I'm right here. There's a line that I'm not crossing. We're cool.
I remember there was a chair in there, and after Justin was born, and you just kind of, your knees give out, and that chair is right behind you. You just fall right in it. And I remember leaving that room later on. I looked at that chair. That chair couldn't have been a year old, but it was wore out from people like me to just fell in
flopping
it. I
mean, into,
yeah,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
My problem was I didn't want to see. Do you want to watch? No, I don't want to watch, you know? Of course not. So I stood behind the waistline, you know, and I'm standing there. Well, what they didn't tell you is over in Jackson, they had the new refurbished rooms, mm-hmm, and stuff, real nice with paintings.
Mirrors.
Yeah, paintings. So if you look up at the painting, you can see the reflection of all the stuff you didn't want to see.
Yep.
So that ruined me.
Yeah.
There's nothing more amazing and miraculous than seeing a baby being born.
You're right. And I was young. I was very young. But when they put Justin in my hand and we walked to the scale, I knew right at that moment my life completely changed. I mean, people say it and it sounds so corny.
No, it's true. I felt it actually days ahead.
I was 19 years old holding a son.
Wow.
And I was just... I knew then, you know, my life was not going to be what I thought it would be. And I'm glad, being a young father, I'm so blessed to have Justin. I've got the greatest kid in the world, which, of course, everybody feels that way.
Sure.
But
you want to.
Yeah, you want to. He's just a... We went and bought a truck the other day. He went and bought a new truck, and it was great to sit there. And I know the guy at the dealership thought, okay, this guy brought his dad along, so he's going to co-sign and all that stuff. Well, you know, the guy was kind of talking to me, and he's like, okay, how much are you going to put down on the truck? And my son kind of looked over, and he's like, I don't know, I figured about 10 grand. And boy, that got his attention. He realized, Dad's just here for the ride. I'm dealing with the son. And that was a super proud moment in my life.
Sure.
That I've got a kid that's just got a great kid. I can't say enough about it.
He's got 10 grand to put down on a car. That's impressive.
Right. And he, you know, he does all the things that I wish I would have done with his age. He does the research on things. He's not impulsive. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a great job.
You're saying he took after Susanna.
He took after somebody.
Yeah.
He got my young looks, but that's about it.
He got
your sunny disposition.
You got a great job. You're a franchise. You're Eddie Bader. Everybody else is.
Yeah, true.
322-0662.
True.
You should pay him to do that number because he does it really well.
Yeah, he does, actually.
And if I don't, he gets mad at me.
Well, for a while, I was giving out the wrong number.
Oh.
I mean, how smart is that? I don't even know my own number. So then Joey had to step in.
We're at 18 minutes after 4. We have Rich's forecast, traffic, local news, all coming up. And I'm going to try and roll call.
Yeah. Yay.
And if there's something you would like to hear today, 272-9228.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy released its findings after 6 months of study. The group says urgent action must be taken to address the prison issues in Alabama, including the rehab of corrections operations, more money for the Department of Corrections, and actions to reduce return offenders. Plus, the U.S. has advised against all travel to China as the number of cases of the coronavirus has spiked more than tenfold in a week, including the highest death toll in a 24-hour period. The virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, a worrying sign of its spread among people that prompted the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. And the city of Wetumpka is one step closer to breaking ground on a new football stadium. The city council has accepted a bid for construction of the project. Work on the new stadium starts immediately, and the goal is to have it finished by August 15th, just in time for football season. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, here's this
radio station's Super Bowl commercial.
If you want the best music and the best morning show, be sure to tune in to...
We're sorry. The 30-second commercial you want to air during the Super Bowl requires a $5.6 million deposit. Stop talking now and insert $5.6 million. Pay up or shut up. Please try again.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on the Atlanta Highway from the Eastern Boulevard all the way out to Taylor in both the inbound and outbound lanes. The inbound lane headed towards Eastern Boulevard right in front of the Walmart. We've got an accident there. Taylor Road is congested. The Boulevard very congested all the way around the city. I-65 and 85. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic through the interchange downtown, and it's just going to get more busy as the afternoon rolls on. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Who are you and what do you want?
I came from Alabama to see some naked people. I think that that's pretty perverted.
I agree with you. It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something.
Smash
your face in.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Because that's evil.
Oh, you're bad.
It's too cold for me.
You're brilliant.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meathead.
Because that my
Roy
is too low to see.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That is bullcrap.
And I'm not stopping.
Booyah!
Believe you me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah. Yes,
and
you don't know.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
I'm trying to urinate.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
I'm trying to urinate.
Nothing from nothing beats
nothing.
You gotta have something. Nothing from nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have
some nasty.
If you wanna be with me.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
I'm dying over here.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Well, that time.
You gotta bring me something down.
I didn't tell him off. I was off my game.
It was good. Yeah, I heard a skinner. and a homer.
It was okay, but it was not my best.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Heard of Donald.
I get myself
especially all things considered.
Yeah. Hey, it's 4:27. We're almost halfway to camp 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we do take requests on Friday if there's something you would like to hear at 272-9228. If you have a comment on the news. We are still getting no word on who was arrested. Two people were supposedly taken into custody who broke the security barriers at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And all we know is that two people were apprehended.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, they won't tell us a damn thing. Oh, James Gillespie gave me a 989. That's very generous.
Oh.
Tell you had a good one, man.
Yeah. You may feel bad, but you look great and you sound wonderful.
There you go.
Thank you.
Another Seth Spotlow Hallmark moment.
Yes.
I learned that from the best. Joey Clark.
Joey Clark.
Even though I walked in the room and he was like, no more pedophile stash. Now you just got pedophile... Five o'clock shadow. Yeah. Oh, terrible, man.
I'm glad you cut the stash off.
Here's some... these are attributed to Tim Allen. I know he's a Trump supporter, but he may or may not have said these, because when these things go around in an email...
Oh,
you see what Tom Hanks said?
Yeah.
And then it turned out Tom Hanks never said that. But some interesting points. Women are upset at Trump's naughty words. The same women who bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey.
Boom, preach it, baby.
Not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal, which is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No border walls, no voter IDs. Did you figure it out yet? But wait, there's more. Chelsea Clinton got out of college and got a job at NBC. Is this true? Paid $900,000 a year. I think in her entire career at NBC, she did six packages.
Wow, you counted more than I did.
Maybe four.
Yeah, I was thinking like somewhere four, yeah.
All of them, I'm sure, largely produced by someone other than her.
She's, yes.
The child, I feel for her. She's got the two most embarrassing parents in America, but she doesn't really have an obvious skill set. I mean, Ivanka Trump does.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ivanka Trump would make a great first female president.
Yes.
President Trump's wall costs less than the Obamacare website.
And it works.
Yeah. That's saying it. We are one election away from open borders, socialism, gun confiscation, and full-term abortion nationally. We are fighting evil. They sent more troops. This is another one that should really scare and give everyone pause. Because this happened during Trump's time in office, but by a rogue Department of Justice that was still doing what it thought it needed to do. They sent more troops and armament to arrest 69-year-old Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. I don't care how many excuses, there is no excuse for
that. There's not.
But that is the truth.
Yep.
60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they are 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation. As it says, and this is true, people vote for socialism, but you have to shoot your way out.
Very true.
So
very true.
That's why the Dems are so eager to get rid of the Second Amendment, because how can we defend ourselves? They'll do whatever the hell they want.
Exactly right.
A socialist is basically a communist who doesn't have the power to take everything from their citizens at gunpoint yet. How do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico without food or support and show up at our border 100 pounds overweight and with a cell phone? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to ban cars, ban planes, give out universal income, and think socialism works. And she thinks Donald Trump is crazy.
I would like to ban her.
You know, we know that while the Democrats are bitter, ugly, horrible people to Republicans, they can also be that way to their own.
Yes.
And because of the way AOC has driven the party off the deep end, bullied them, and really, Nancy Pelosi knew months ago that impeaching Trump was probably a bad idea. Especially when there was...
But she wanted to stay in power.
And so the AOC and the Rashida Tlaibs and that bitch, Ilhan Omar, who belongs in prison, or deported at the very minimum.
Well, you go to jail if you got... more than one husband, especially if one of them's your brother.
Yeah, I wonder when we're going to see. I wonder when we're going to see the laws enforced with that woman. Right.
She's not from Alabama, so there's no excuse.
Ethan just sent me a. Ethan must have heard that he just sent a note, new slogan: "Make AOC bartend again."
There you go.
Well,
the no, I want my drink right.
See, the Democrats have done such a great job of rear-ending the citizens of New York that so many people have fled. Mm-hmm. That they're probably going to lose a seat in Congress.
I think that's great.
Yeah. New York, California for sure may lose more than one seat. Because people are fleeing these liberal paradises. The problem is, good, leave and make a point. But don't bring your ideas to and Texas.
That's what's happening in Texas right now. That's exactly right. David Blackman has said something about it, too.
Yes, but he also pointed out the other day they had a special election in Texas that the Democrats are going to flip because, you know, impeachment and blah, 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 blah. And the Republican is a district that, I don't know who won it. It was by 9 points. But in this special election, the Republican won with 58%. Hmm. I think people are waiting for any opportunity in any election to vote and make a point.
Yeah, I agree.
It's 4:33. Let's talk about your CBD store. Terry Adams and Mrs. Adams went over to your CBD store and bought some of their products. If you've heard about CBD products, get the straight scoop from Marissa and Laurie at the store before, and God, whatever you do, don't buy CBD from a gas station or out of a vending machine. You don't know what you're getting. At your CBD store, you're getting SunMed products. Most of the products at your CBD store contain zero THC, and they work. They can help, topical creams that can help with pain. They have oil tinctures, gummies that can help with sleep and mental clarity. And pet treats that can help dogs that have separation anxiety and other issues that have trouble sleeping, or you have a dog that's got a little bit of a bum muscle somewhere, keep them off their feet. But they don't walk around like little zombies. These products work without, because there's no high in this. This is not about getting high. This is about getting well. Your CBD store products are third-party lab-tested through certified ISO standards for purity, so you can be sure that the SunMed product you purchase is top quality. And if you're just interested, why not stop by, see them, because they have daily free samples of the products they carry there, and they can answer any questions you might have. Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store from Monday through Saturday, 10 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon, and very easy to find. Just take Chantilly Parkway to the Bojangles on the east side of East Chase. Go south. Make your first immediate left, your first right, and your CBD store is right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs, and you will love Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store. The specific address, 8852 Minnie Brown Parkway. We're going to check traffic at 4:35. Our number is 272-9228. It's Greg, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow at 4:35.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier at Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. This is in the inbound lanes headed towards the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there. That one should be out of your way by now. We've got a new accident, Taylor Road, as you approach Vaughn Road. You know where the McDonald's is right there on your right. As you come up to Vaughn, it's going to be right in that area. Use caution there. We've got I-65 and 85 with moderate to heavy at times traffic through the interchange downtown. We're busy on the boulevards all the way around the city, and Fairview Avenue socked in heavy traffic there right now. Bundle up, drive carefully, and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag off the lot. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained.
Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading. And right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The city of Wetumpka is one step closer to breaking ground on a new football stadium. The city council has accepted a bid for construction of the project. Work on the new stadium starts immediately, and the goal is to have it finished by August 15th, just in time for football season. Plus, the Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy released its findings after 6 months of study. The group says urgent action must be taken to address the prison issues in Alabama, including the rehab of corrections operations, more money for the Department of Corrections in actions to reduce return offenders. And the U.S. has advised against all travel to China as the number of cases of coronavirus has spiked more than tenfold in a week, including the highest death toll in a 24-hour period. The virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, a worrying sign of its spread among people that prompted the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You are watching the English-speaking Al Jazeera Network. Death to America. The English-speaking Action News with Abdul Karim Aziz.
Death to America.
Call anchor Jumana Fauzi.
My husband allows me to say only death to America.
The weather with Sunny Alibaba.
This weekend, the weather's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'll give you tips on staying cool. Here's one of them. Death to America.
Berhan Amir with sports.
I'll have the results of the soccer finals between the Mashhad Scorpions and the Tabriz Sunweevils, plus death to President Bush.
Yazid Al-Farouk with entertainment news.
Come with me as I go behind the scenes on Lemony Snicket with rubber feet funny man Jim Carrey. And death to Jim Carrey.
And now, Abdul Karim Aziz.
Good evening, and death to America. Our top story tonight, a Hamadan man lost control of his Passat and slammed into a herd of goats. We go now to Muammar Manir at the scene. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Abdul. Death to
to America. I'm here with Ube Shihab, who witnessed the accident. Ms. Shihab, tell everyone what you saw and death to America.
Death to America. I was standing over by the store with my friend, just saying to him, death to America, when this car came flying out of nowhere and then slammed into the gods. And that's it. Death to America. Oh, is it possible to say death to America to my mother and sister at home?
To America.
Jumana.
Please forgive. My husband allows me only to say death to America.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I only allow my wife, Mary Pat, to say death to America. Yeah. And yesterday we were at this party, you see, right? And somebody asked her where the bathroom was.
No.
And she could only say, death to America.
Death to America.
Oh, that's enough now.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
Now with sports, Berhan Amir. Berhan?
Today was the opening day of the Death to America Cup. Though everyone was at the top of their game, it was the Death to America cheerleaders who stole the show with their decadent display of hot Western sexuality. Back to you, Abdul. Death to the cheerleaders.
Yes, thank you very much.
America.
And now hold on to your towels, because it's time for that crazy entertainment reporter, Yazid Al-Farouk.
All Americans are murderers, and one of them is a thief, and his name is Matt LeBlanc. He stole my heart. It's Joe. I must see TV Thursdays. That's to America, except for Joey.
Oh boy, that Matt LeBlanc has impeccable timing.
Impeccable.
It's very good. Yes.
That's to America.
And now with another Death to America editorial, our station manager, Marak Al-Fadda.
Do you ever wonder why we always say death to America? I do. Do we really mean death to all the Americas? Death to South America? Death to America, the band from the 1970s? Perhaps I'm dating myself. When we say death to America, don't we really mean death to the United States? Or the U.S. for short? Sure we do. So next time, let's say what we mean and say death to the United States. That's my opinion. What's yours? Email me at deathtoamerica.org.
The Death to America views in this editorial are not the views of this station.
Oh, goodness. Wait a minute.
Yes, they are. From all of us here at the Al Jazeera Action News team, good night and death to America.
While we were enjoying the English-speaking Al Jazeera network from our classic bit file, I was blousing through the intranet looking for signs of hope. Newt Gingrich, who is always a great read, said today that Adam Schiff is a deranged, pathological liar who cannot be trusted to chair the House Intelligence Committee. And then Schumer today... And you got to understand the gravity of a statement coming from the minority leader in the Senate. And God help us if they get power. Voters shouldn't decide the 2020
exactly.
election.
Exactly.
The swamp should decide. This is where they're at. This is the leap that they made. Said Schumer, the bottom line is when the president does something so egregious, like what? Insist that our money not be given to a corrupt regime to be pissed away?
Yep.
Yeah, so egregious. As my colleagues have said, you don't look the other way. Does that mean you would just do this in the second term? I really hope we have the wherewithal and momentum to not only knock them out of any majority position, but to keep them out for another 4 years once that's reversed, because then they can go have their little circle jerks around the House and Senate, and they can all talk about Orange Man bad and why it's the end of the world and everything else, but they will be, they can do it to themselves instead of us.
You see, David Blackman just posted a few minutes ago that
we did?
The Senate just voted down the motion to call new witnesses, 51-49.
So
it's pretty much over. Schumer's already out there crying.
Oh, well, of course.
He's going to go talk to his caucus.
Well, actually...
That's what it said.
He's got some talking to do. He's got some splainings to do.
and another blog from David today, who will be the last elderly, pasty-faced white man standing in the Democratic primary?
God, hopefully not.
What a diverse party they are.
It'll be Clinton, Hillary. She'll be that pale-faced man standing there. I'm telling you guys.
You know, Terry Adams said the same thing.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not quite ready to buy into that, but I don't know. I mean, on the other hand, can you think of anybody you'd love to see lose 10 times more than her?
I'm telling you, that convention comes in, she's going to ride in on a dark horse, buddy.
Called Bill.
Question is, will she be under the horse or on top of it?
She'll probably fall off, and with any luck, maybe that horse will step on her.
Because if anybody comes close to reaching the...
I am Paul Blücher.
Standard. It's Hillary Clinton, 447. When it comes to paint, here's a man that knows the importance of paint. And using a good paint. It pays off. When you're living in your home and you use a high-quality paint like Richard's paint from John Lee Paints, because it adds to the shuang fei in your home.
Yes, it does.
I like that. It's good.
It's very true, buddy.
But when you go to sell your house or rent it, the fact that you use that quality of a paint just makes your great realtor, makes his job a little bit easier.
It does make it easier.
He can show off the interior with a paint that really...
He can brag about it, and that's the important part.
I made the comparison the other day that there used to be a TV spot years ago where they put a ruler on the hood of a car and for a car wax. And the car had a shine that looked a foot deep.
Yep.
You almost get that same kind of thing with Richard's paint because it does have that rich depth to it. You know, it's not just like a coating. It is a true... while transforming color experience, and everything about it is top-notch, plus your time. When a professional painter sizes up a job, he knows exactly how long it should take to paint a room, but he also knows he's going to be using a paint that'll get the job done, and you should do the same thing. So never buy paint at a discount. Get something that's formulated to work and look great, like Richard's from John Lee Paint. They also have the best new exterior paint available, and it's got their name on it, John Lee Solar Proof. This paint will not be prone to developing mildew because it's a very low viscosity. Moisture can't get in there and start to grow. So when you use it on the exterior of your house, patio, painting a deck, whatever, just rinse it off. If you got mildew going on, you got a much bigger problem to deal with to repaint everything. So take it from me, take it from my expert across the control panel here, Eddie Bader. Use a good paint and get a great result.
Get your money back on it. When you're trying to sell your house, painting gets money back.
Absolutely. Otherwise, unless your idea of a good time is chasing running paint down a wall with your roller, we've all had that experience.
Yeah, buddy.
Stop and see Charles Bubba Turner and the team at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road, north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison, downtown.
As investors grow increasingly more worried about the potential economic impact of the coronavirus, with the Dow falling 603 points, the Nasdaq down 148, S&P 500 down 58. And shares of Caterpillar falling 3%, the machinery maker, often seen as the bellwether of the economy, reporting a better-than-expected profit for the latest quarter, but Guidance for 2020 earnings coming in below Wall Street's forecast as global uncertainty pressures sales. And more troubles for Boeing. The aerospace giant disclosing that it's being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission over the 737 MAX accidents. The U.S. plane maker says it's cooperating with regulators and cautioned that any adverse results could have a further material impact on its financial position. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, East Boulevard over I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We've also got an accident on Taylor Road. As you approach Vaughn Road, the McDonald's, it's there on the right. Well, watch out. It's right about there. And another accident, 85 northbound at Taylor. That may cause some problems on I-85 northbound. Watch out for emergency vehicles traveling to all these. We are very busy everywhere, especially on the interstate through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are all very congested. Use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully this afternoon, all right? Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
From our I'm Mr. News department, surprise, not women still do the majority of household chores. Does that mean it should be that way, or is that just the way it is?
I have a theory about that.
It should not be that way.
My theory is, I grew up with 5 sisters. They used to watch my mother, and they just imitated her.
Uh-huh.
And I think, and I'm not saying it was, you know, they are driven or born to do it or anything like that, but they saw that, I guess by doing that, my dad was happy. So I think in their mind, they thought, hey, you know, a lot of women think, okay, you know, it sounds so sexist, but my job is to make the husband happy, and that's part of what they do.
Okay, I got one for you. So I grew up with my mom, and it was just my mom mainly, just me and her.
Uh-huh.
And I used to watch her clean the house, and she used to vacuum all the time, and I didn't understand why. But now I vacuum all the time. Don't step on my lines after I vacuum. My house is, I mean, I look rough, yes, yeah, it's fine,
no,
you know.
It's a very clean house.
But my house is...
Ladies, this is quite the catch over here.
Yeah, I
just spot low with the vacuum and everything else.
Yeah, I'm on point, man.
See, my theory is we don't have to do the housework because we let women have our bodies.
What?
Ooh. I like that theory. I'll roll that.
Can't get
what
this
a trade-off. You get to, you can have your way with me.
Right. Susanna, do not call right
well,
now and give your opinion on this.
Whoop-de-doo.
Never mind.
That's all Rosie I can just say.
Susanna, we could use you.
Look, the way the phones have been going today, I feel like I could go on the air and start a Satan worshiping service.
No.
Oh.
Something's up with the phones today. I don't know what it is.
People are listening. They're always listening because you're a very smart man.
But, you know, but I do know this, as growing up with five sisters, they get tired of doing it. And they'll let you know in a hurry, hey, when are you going to pick up a little, you know, dish rag action over here?
Yeah, but you see, Eddie, when you're me, and when are you going to do something? All I have to do is open up another button on my shirt.
No, you do the cooking.
That's a stud right there. That's good.
Dead stud. Yeah. Anyway, I thought I would do something self-deprecating today.
What are we doing?
That bit we get requests from time to time, the heel pain bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're out of this hour just a little bit early. We got just enough time to play this, just to show that, yeah, I do have a sense of humor about myself. And then we'll have the exciting 5 to 6 hour.
Yay.
And there's something you want to hear, 272-9228. So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walking, I don't want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No,
if you're gonna whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adam's Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately,
yes.
Is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, my poor little soul.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two
pain.
Two old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
you? We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay,
I
need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps, and with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet, and he told me the advice that he got to take care of it, and just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle, and, you know, the styrofoam plates, disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.